Don't believe everything you overthink. Why your thinking is the beginning and end of suffering. As this might be a bold statement, this episode will give you answers to questions you've had your entire life. Growth is an inevitable process of life, and it will be impossible for you not to change after hearing this episode. We cannot change what we are not aware of, and once we are aware, we cannot help but change. We live in a world of thought, not reality. Reality is that the event happened with no meaning, thinking, or interpretation of it. Any meaning or thinking we give the event is on us, and that is how our perception of reality is created. This is how our experience of life is created from the inside out. It's not about the events that happen in our lives, but our interpretation of them, which causes us to feel good or bad about something. This is how people in third world countries can be happier than people in first world countries. Our feelings do not come from external events, but from our own thinking about the events. Therefore, we can only ever feel what we are thinking. And this is the root cause of all suffering. Let's hypothetically say that you really hate your job and it causes you an enormous amount of stress, anxiety, and frustration. If you are sitting with a group of friends, every one of them is having a great time besides you. And just by thinking of your job, you have created a whole different perception of reality. Even though you're not physically at work, if it were true that external events cause us to feel the way we feel inside, then you should be happy spending time with your friends. Now you may be considering that your job is making you feel stressed and anxious. To that, I'll ask you a question. Is it absolutely true that every single person feels the exact same way about the job they're working in? Two different people can be doing the exact same job, but still have completely different experiences of that job. The only difference between one and the other is how they think about their job, which determines how they ultimately feel about it. If you thought of the following question, who would you be without that thought that you had in your brain about hating your job? Take 1 minute to see what comes up for you and don't move on until you do that. If you don't overthink it and truly let the answer surface from within, without that thought, you will most likely feel and be happy, peaceful, free, and light. Without our usual thinking about a particular event or thing, our experience of it completely alters. This is how we live in a world of thought, not reality, and how our perception of reality is created from the inside of our own thinking. With this new understanding, you have just uncovered the cause of all our human psychological suffering. The root of our suffering is our own thinking. This doesn't mean that it is all in our heads and that it isn't real. Our perception of reality is very real, and that is completely undeniable. However, our thinking will look like inevitable, unchangeable reality to us until we begin seeing how our reality is created. If we know that we can only ever feel what we are thinking, then we know that we can change our feelings by changing our thinking. Thus, we can change our experience of life by knowing that it comes from our thinking, and if that is true, then we are only one thought away from experiencing something different and transforming our entire lives at any moment through a state of no thought. Shortly, the moment we stop thinking is when our happiness begins. Let's compare thoughts versus thinking. Thoughts are the energetic and mental raw materials from which we use to create everything in the world. We can't experience anything without thoughts, and it is crucial to know that it isn't something we do, and that thoughts come from the universe requiring no effort from us. and no force on our end. Thinking, on the other hand, is the act of thinking about our thoughts. This takes a significant amount of energy and willpower. So thinking is actively engaging with the thoughts in your mind. And in reality, you don't have to engage with each thought in your mind. But when you do, that is thinking. Therefore, thinking is root of all our psychological suffering. Negative thoughts are the outcome of thinking, yet positive thoughts are generated by our natural state of peace, love, and joy. They are a byproduct of state of being, not a state of thinking. Remember this every time you start analyzing one initial thought. Thoughts create and thinking destroys. The reason why thinking destroys is because as soon as we begin to think about the thoughts, we cast our own limiting beliefs, judgments, criticisms, and conditioning onto the thought. Thinking of infinite reasons as to why we can't do it and why we can't have it. Without the overthinking of every thought that comes and crosses our minds, we can be preventing all negative programming and judgments from tarnishing the initial thought of what we want to create. Remember, if you are having too many negative emotions, know that you are thinking too much, and you can only ever feel what you're thinking. So feelings and emotions are like an intuitive internal dashboard which tells you if you're thinking too much or not. Therefore, every time you find yourself drowning in a negative state of mind, stop for a moment, breathe, don't let your mind overwork or overanalyze every thought. By limiting your overthinking of your thoughts, you are ending your suffering.